Psachim Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey 8:5. And the chapter continues its discussion of eligibility regarding registration on the Korban Pesach. And the basic gist of our Mishnah here is going to be that even if a person is ineligible to eat the Korban Pesach at the time that it's slaughtered, if he or she will be eligible come that night, the Leil HaSeder, to eat the Korban Pesach, then indeed such a person can be included on the registry and they can shecht the Korban Pesach on such a person's behalf. Now the specifics of the Mishnah talk about two people. One is the Zav and one is the Zava. And in general, I think it's a mistake to think of them as sort of the male and female versions of the same thing. They're two really sort of distinct phenomena. So let's take them each in turn, and really to understand the technicalities of the Mishnah, you have to understand the purification process that applies to each. So first, the Zav. The Zav is a man who has a mysterious emission that comes out of his male organ. It is not a seminal emission. It's some other kind of leak that comes out of him. And it's not seminal fluid, it's something else. I'm not certain what it is. I'm not sure it's clear what it is. But whatever it is, such an emission renders him tame. Now, if such a person called the Zav, and the word for a flow is a liquid that flows out is a zov, a flow, kind of like Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, a land flowing Zavat with milk and honey. So this Zav has some kind of drip coming out of him. So if it happens one time, so he becomes tame, but it's really a minor sort of tumah, the same as if it were a seminal emission itself. Not the topic for right now. Now, if a person has two distinct emissions, either both on the same day or he has it on two sequential days, one after the other, so now he becomes a bona fide zav and he's tame. And that tumah will last for 7 days. He has to make sure that he doesn't have any further emissions for those 7 days. And then, assuming he doesn't, on the seventh day, he will immerse himself to become tahor. Now, technically, the immersion doesn't happen in a mikvah. It requires mayim chayim, like a natural spring. But be that as it may, after he emerges from that immersion, so he is still tameh, but he has a lower level of tumah. It's a residual tumah that is called a tevul yom. He's called a tevul yom, someone who went to the mikvah that day. And their status is such, they're technically a shein l'tumah. That means a second degree level of tumah, which means that they cannot eat or touch, for that matter, truma or kachim. And since the Korban Pesach is kachim, so at that point on the seventh day, such a man would have no business touching or ineligible to be eating, etc., a Korban Pesach. But fortunately, the Korban Pesach, while it's shechted on the daytime, on the 14th, is not eaten till Leil HaSeder on the night of the 15th. So even though such a person would be ineligible to eat it hypothetically on the 14th, that's not the time yet, and come the 15th, after Harev Shemesh, nightfall, three stars coming out, so then the Tevul Yom, the person who went to the mikveh that day, becomes totally tahor, all vestige of Tumah is lifted, and such a person therefore could participate in the Korban Pesach and other korbanos, etc., and therefore the point of remission is going to be that such a person, you could shecht for him on his seventh day, notwithstanding the fact that he is not eligible now, but he will be tonight in time for Leil HaSeder, so you can shecht it for him now. Now, in the event a man, has three emissions, so either all on the same day or on 2 or 3 days consecutively, so he becomes not just a Zav, which he did after the second time, but also he is obligated to bring certain korban, some kinam, some birds. And that korban, that offering that he has to bring, until he brings it, he lacks atonement and he has residual tumah even after coming out of his immersion, even after nightfall. So he'll be, before going into the Mayim Chaim, to the spring, he'll be an av hatumah, a source of tumah. After he comes out of that spring, he's a tevul yom, so he has residual tumah. He's like called a shein l'tumah. But even after Harev Shemesh, three stars coming out, since he has to bring his korbanos, he's called a mechusar kippurim. He lacks atonement, and he has got the status essentially of a shlish l'tumah, a third degree removed. But a shlish l'tumah also can't touch or eat from korbanos, so therefore he will be ineligible to participate in the Korban Pesach, and therefore such a person who went to the, who had three sightings of Zov. On the seventh day, even though he went to immerse in a mikvah, he still will not be eligible. You can't shech for him and include him in the Korban Pesach because Leil HaSeder, he still will be ineligible because he still has the obligation to bring his korbanos. In contrast, if Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, turned out to be on the eighth day, meaning on the 13th, which was the seventh day he went to the mikvah, on the 14th of Nisan, which is now his eighth day, in the morning he brings his korbanos, so then even if he hadn't yet brought his korban, so since he will bring it today, and since it therefore would, you know, expiate him and make him totally tahor, he can be included in the korban pesach to eat that night. There's a slight technicality about the fact that if he hasn't had his, he hasn't yet offered those korbanos, he has, at least has to put the money in the box in the Beis HaMikdash marked Kenan, so that he will, you know, it can be assumed that he has nothing more for him to do. He's done what he can, and therefore now he's eligible to be included in the Korban Pesach. That's just a side point. A similar side point is that Midurabanan, a person who is a Mechusar Kippurim, after his Korban's brought, he must go to the mikvah, Midurabanan, again, but that's not a Ma'akav, doesn't hold things back from him. So the point of remission is, on the eighth day, such a person could be included, even though he can't eat now, because tonight, Leil HaSeder, on the 15th, he will be able to be included in the Pesach Seder, even in the Korban Pesach. That's the story of the Zav, and the Mishnah says essentially that in much fewer words. So, in fact, let's see it inside. Zav Shru'a Shtei Re'ios. If you have a Zav, and he twice observed that he has this mysterious Zav coming out of him, the Ziva, so now that makes him Tameh for 7 days. So then, Shochatin Alav B'Shvi'i, on that seventh day, you could Shech the Korban Pesach and include him as one of the registrants, because he is going to go to the mikvah, and still, as a tefil yom, he actually has gone before, but as a tefil yom, he is ineligible now, but he'll be eligible tonight. Ra'ash shalosh, however, if he saw three times, so now he also needs to bring karbanos, so on the seventh day, he's going to be, at best case, even after coming out of, I said mikvah, I'm sorry, but I meant the spring, even after coming out of the spring, the Mayim Chaim, he still will be not just Tfuyum, but Mechusar Kippurim. So then, Shochet and Alav B'Shmini Shalo. If it is the seventh day, since he hasn't got the possibility of bringing Karbanos before Leil HaSeder, so he will not be eligible. But if it's his eighth day, and now it's just a matter of him bringing his Karbanos, so then, even if he hadn't brought the Karbanos yet, but he put the money in the box, etc., so then he could, yes, be included. And that night he'll eat from the Korban Pesach. As a side point, you'll recall that the general rule is that all karbanos, such as bringing your kenim for being needing kapara for being a zav, etc., must be brought after the tamid shel shachar and before the tamid shel ben harbaim, between the two daily offerings. And you'll recall further that the korban pesach must be brought after the tamid shel ben harbaim. So that would then leave you with an inability to bring your kenim, because if you haven't brought them yet, and it's already time to bring the Korban Pesach, so the window to bring Korbanos in general is closed, because the Talmud Shel Ben Harbaim has been brought already. However, there's an exception to the rule. It's learned out since the importance of bringing the Korban Pesach as a Chiyuv Karis is such, that such a person who needs to bring Korbanos in order to enable him to participate in the Korban Pesach, such a person's Korbanos can be brought even after the Talmud Shel Ben Harbaim, even after his Korban Pesach has been shechted. Okay, so that's the first point, stands alone. Now let's talk about the Zava. The Zava is a female. Really, her situation has essentially no relationship to the Zav. Something totally different. A woman has uterine blood on a regular basis. That's called menstruation. Makes her a Nida. That's normal. No Karbanos involved, and that's not our topic or our Mishnah one bit. It's expected that a woman who menstruates will have up to 7 days of blood, and after that she's expected not to bleed for at least 11 more days. So if she bleeds on day one, by day seven it's supposed to stop, and then from days 8 to 18 no more blood is expected. Normal blood should come. If blood does come in those 11 days, that's not considered the beginning of a new menstruation cycle. That's something else, and that blood is called the Dam Ziva. It's a strange flow that register her, makes her into being a Zava. Now, if it happens just once, she observes some mysterious blood, between days 8 and 18. She's actually not really a Zav yet. She's called a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. Someone has to watch out one more day to see if the blood is going to continue. If the blood doesn't continue on the next day, so she can go to the mikvah, she can become Tahora. In fact, if that happens 2 days in a row, she sees twice blood, still she's a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, and she washes for the third day, and if no blood comes on the third day, again, she can go to the mikvah, and then she's going to be fine. However, if she sees on 3 consecutive days, when she's not expecting it, meaning between days 8 and 18, she becomes a Zava Gadola, full-blown Zava, and now she needs to have Shiva Nakim, she needs to count 7 clean days before she can become Tahora. That's kind of similar to the Zav, but just note that while they both need 7 clean days of no further emissions, the Zav can get all his 2 or 3 emissions all on one day. Whereas the Zava, we're talking about blood, uterine blood, and that has to come on 3 consecutive days. If she observes blood 3 times on one day or in 2 days, that's not considered. She's a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, has 3 separate days. Okay, once she gets her 3 consecutive days of blood, she now becomes a Zav Gadola. She counts Shiva Nakim, 7 clean days. On that 7th clean day, she can go to the mikvah before the day is up. And then she'll be also a Tfulis Yom. She's also got the vestige of Tumah. But come nightfall, so then she's Tahora. And that being the case, the vestige, the Tvul Yom vestige, passed away. However, the Zava also needs to bring Karbonos, Kinim. And that being the case, birds. So that being the case, she's still a Mechuser Kippurim. And as a Mechuser Kippurim, she lacks atonement. She's also got this Vezder Tumah, same as the Zav, meaning she wouldn't be able to eat the Korban Pesach because of that Tumah as a Shlishi. And therefore, if it's the 7th day that it's happening, that she, on the 7th day, her 7th clean day, she won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. If it would be the 8th clean day, so then she would be able to, even if she hadn't bring the Korbanos, same as the Zav, she could bring the Korbanos, she could put the money in the box if it hadn't happened and so on, and therefore, even though she's ineligible now, as Mechuseret Kippurim, come nightfall, she'll be eligible. Okay, and that's what the mission says inside. It says, for the Zava, Shemeret Yom Keneged Yom, a woman who did have this mysterious blood on the first day, so she has to wait and see. And assuming on the second day she doesn't bleed, Shochetin Aleha B'Sheni Shela, they could Shecht on the second day on her behalf, and that's going to be fine, because even though she's still going to be now at Tevulas Yom, come nightfall, she'll be eligible. Same goes Ra'asa Shnei Yamim, if she sees 2 days in a row, that third day, she'll have to go to the mikvah, but Shochetin Aleha B'Shlishi, they can Shecht for her, even though she's now still got to become Torah after going to the mikvah. It doesn't matter, she will be by nightfall, and she can eat in the Korban Pesach at Leila Seder with everybody else. But Vahazava, if she's a full-blown Zava, meaning she saw 3 days in a row, now she needs Shiva Nakiyim, plus the Karbonos on the 8th day, and that being the case, Shochetin Aleha B'Shemini, on the 8th day they could Shecht for her, because by then she'll be, by that nightfall, she'll be eligible at all events. Maybe she has to put the money in the box before, she hadn't done it yet, etc. But by then, the end of the 8th day and the beginning of the 9th day, she'll be eligible. Whereas on the 7th day, since she might be Tevulas Yom, since she hasn't brought her Karbonos yet, and she can't the next day because of the Pesach, she'll be ineligible. I should say, she's ineligible to eat from the Korban Pesach because she wouldn't have brought her Karbonos by Leila Seder. They couldn't Shecht for her.